baby.
Stop. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Earl. How are you?
You got to be doing great, man. We're looking at a couple 60s over the weekend and then...
And then snow.
No.
That's what's happened lately, you know.
Man, and so that's that other guy.
What's his name?
Sandy Williams. It's Friday with Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Man, there's going to be 73 straight days next week.
Wait, 73?
It's going to be in the 70s.
Three straight days
in a row.
Holy cow.
And they're saying the humidity is going to be high. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute. 70s, three straight days, and there's going to be high humidity? They said because of all the rain, all the snow that melted, and there's a lot of moisture around, so I never would think that there could be humidity with 70 degrees. But this is what they're predicting.
Well, so I guess we have to dress... His shorts, T-shirts, that deal.
70 degrees, man. That will be balmy, I guess is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Bring it on, right?
Yeah. Balmy.
Yeah.
B-O-M-B-Y.
In
Israel.
Yeah, well, oh. Okay.
I didn't want to jump all the way to that. But.
Anyway, so just... A great weekend, man. We deserve it. Been a long time. And I don't know, man. Can you imagine the golf courses?
Very wet.
Still. Yeah.
I mean, the problem for golf courses is all the sissies who ride carts instead of walking as golf ought to be handled and done. Carts won't be allowed probably on many courses because of how wet they are.
Well, you know, I... was kind of doing a little work outside yesterday and didn't realize, you're right, it is the lawn grass itself is, yeah.
Yeah, fully saturated.
Yeah, fully saturated. So what, it'll take a week or so to...
I don't know.
Or maybe more.
It needs to not rain for a while.
That's, yeah, and the sun needs to...
Yeah, yeah. Wind, sun, yep.
Yeah. But anyway, man, just so much to talk about, so much to talk about. I almost don't know where to begin, Sandy. But I want to begin with this, man. I don't know how to handle this delicate subject. Why are we so focused, Sandy, on whether or not, you know, is it really my issue that a individual and their family wants to make a decision on whether or not their child is transgender and wants to have, you know, isn't that their right? I mean, where do rights begin, individual rights,
well,
Sandy?
You know, I think this discussion we're having is a symptom of what's going on, which is somehow we get deflected as a body politic into discussing these very private issues that are very consequential to the very limited number of people who deal with this issue. But I mean, for instance, the transgender issue is a very, in terms of numbers in this country, a very
less
small
than half
number,
of 1%,
very small number, and it's a very private issue. You know, and it ranges. I mean, there are children who are born hermaphroditically, who are uncertain
sexes.
Gender at the time of birth, where a decision needs to be made. Things need to happen. Sometimes those people mature into young adulthood and something has to be done. All different fact circumstances. But the fact that as a body politic, we end up talking about this, thinking that the government has a place in this whole process is remarkable in a country in which and the people who want to talk about it most are the people who want to keep government out of private lives, who want to keep the government out of intrusive activity. And here we have the government intruding into the most private and the most kind of in terms of numbers, a very small number of people who deal with this issue, and yet here we are talking about it. We have legislatures passing laws about it. We have political parties that are featuring it as an issue. You know, this whole notion of grooming children, one of the things people say about grooming them is that children are supposedly being groomed into transgenderism. I mean, really? It's nonsensical. But the more we focus on it, the more this becomes a total distraction from truly important things in the world. These are not unimportant. These are very important to the people that it affects. It is not important to everybody else.
So, Sandy, you and I haven't talked about this at all.
Right.
Intentionally. I just did not want, as this has been built up more and more and more, I intentionally did not think we should even be having a discussion. But as you stated, there are laws being crafted throughout this nation to address that minuscule group of people and families that somehow is protecting what? The majority of us from what? What is it protecting you and me from?
That's the issue in my mind, is why are... So if the numbers of people actually affected by this particular issue is a half of 1% in the country, why are 99.5% of the rest of the people spending time on it? Why is the state of Florida looking at legislation? Why is Governor DeSantis making this a large political issue? Why are we discussing? Why does President Biden feel compelled to put out a regulation or a proposed federal regulation associated with restrictions on participation in athletics? I mean, really, the government needs to back off from all of these private issues. I mean, it started, I guess, with abortion and the notion that the government ought to intrude into that very private decision. And it has spread, however, to all this other stuff. And it's at the heart of the whole woke concept. You know, woke is this word undefined, but when you say woke, some people in their mind immediately jump to, oh, this is a pro-trans, this person is pro-transgender. Pro-transgender, what, you know, really?
Well, you know, Sandy, when you look at all the other things that are going on in the society, and this thing seems to outweigh in importance almost all the other things.
Well, it deflects us. It keeps us from talking about the need for child daycare for all children. It keeps us from solving the health care issue. It keeps us from talking about our foreign policy and whether we're backing ourselves into a terrible cactus that's going to really damage us much more than just what a cactus would do to us in terms of our Taiwan policy or the continuation of our Ukraine policy. These are all important things, and yet we spend an awful lot of political energy, fuel, and time on something that is important to a very – it is important, but it's not important to everybody. It's important to this small group of people to whom it's important.
So this is tabloid stuff. That's where this belongs. You know, like you said, to the majority of us, and I'm not minimizing a family that has to deal with this – but to the masses of us, this is tabloid.
Well, and to the masses of us, this is like men who want to be in charge of the question of abortion. Men don't ever deal with that issue directly, right, only indirectly. And it's like a whole bunch of people who've never dealt with the transgender issue, because very, very few people have, right? It's
right.
A very small. And all of these other people who've never dealt with it think they ought to stick their nose into that business and spend a great deal of time and energy figuring out what kind of restrictions ought to be imposed.
You know, Sandy, it's just like all the people all of us run across in our lives. Some of us will never run across a person who's transgender leaning. in our entire lives.
Right.
Right?
Well, and one more thing. I was talking about people who involve themselves in something they have no experience in. Almost the entire legislature now is without military experience.
Right.
And yet they want to send people off to war. And we've got a whole bunch of what I would accuse of being chicken hawks, people who will not be touched directly by the terrible consequences of warfare. Our military is volunteer. So no one is going to have a child who is not voluntarily participating in the military head off to war. So we're in a far different consequence now. So we've got all these political issues that everyone dabbles in about which they have no skin in the game. You know, and I would say that that's the problem with a transgender discussion. It's also the problem in many respects with the abortion debate, is that people want to debate it who don't have skin in the game. And the recent reversal of the Roe decision demonstrated that when skin is in the game, when women now face a situation in which in many states, including Wisconsin, where abortion is made totally unavailable, it now has a direct impact on politics. It's the dog caught the car.
So we've got to go to a break. And Sandy, now we've got to talk about the fact also that Republicans doubled down in Wisconsin on the abortion situation. And, you know, well, let's do this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What is your thought on the transgender debate right now? Is it something that should be, you know, leading the discussions on things that are happening in this country? Is it your business? Is it my business? Or is it the people who have these issues that they are faced with and dealing with, their business? 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Now's the time to call. It's Friday with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Beatles. This is one of the first things, you know, and it annoyed me at the time that it was such a big hit.
No, but when I was a kid, it was the Beatles. Well, I mean, that was...
It's everything. Every number one record for a couple of years there was a Beatles song.
More than a couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, got to go to a...
No, we're just finished.
Coming out of a break, 844-967-2789. We're asking the question. It's Friday. It's Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams, and the question on the table is: are you concerned at all about whether or not or transgenderism and the conversation that's being had? Unfortunately, in Congress, and the President of the United States talking about, as Sandy was saying, you know, I mean, 0.5% and maybe even less than that of the people. Why are we all concerned about it? It doesn't impact our lives. Let's go to the phone line, Sandy and David from Mequon. Hey, David, how you doing? What are your thoughts?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, so are you familiar with the swimmer from Kentucky?
Yes.
Riley?
Gaines? Yes.
Okay. She was just at San Francisco State University just yesterday, and she was physically attacked by trans activists for speaking out. Obviously, she's not a supporter of having transgender people in women's sports, and I agree with her because there is a biological difference between a man and a woman as far as, if you look at the sports now, what's happening, all these women's records are being destroyed by men that are claiming that they're now women. And that is I think that's a huge thing. You don't see that now when you have not seen any records broken on the reverse flip side.
Well,
so we know that what I'm saying is that we.
You're talking about the physiology and the strength of men.
Yeah, I mean, Dave.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want to have a separate category for that, that's fine.
But it seems to me that yes, there are specific issues like athletic participation that I think leagues and the people who regulate the sports are in a position to handle that. But and they do have skin in the game in that circumstance. But there's all of this fascination and political fascination with transgenderism strikes me as a situation in which a huge number of people who don't have any skin in the game with respect to knowledge even about what is involved with this are seeing a need to have the government and the political process spend its energies dealing with it. That's my question. Why should we be doing that?
Let me answer that portion. So if you see what's going on in some school districts now, they're saying that the teachers, let's say the child, it's 12 years old, 13 years old, and they're giving them beta blockers, and there's...
Who's the they? Wait. Who's the they that's giving them beta blockers? I mean, here's the deal. Beta blockers are going to be administered by doctors... But, I mean, here we are. You and I are talking about something about which we know nothing, all right? You don't know anything about the process that goes on within a family that is dealing with this issue. This issue is a totally microcosmic issue in the United States of America. And yet all of us...
No, but let me make a point here really quickly. What's happening is in some school districts, they're telling the teachers not to relay any information to the parents whatsoever. And that is what's causing the uproar.
This child is getting beta blockers administered through the school district? I doubt
that. No, not that portion. I'm talking about where they're talking about transitioning and not saying anything to the parents whatsoever.
Who's the they? We're talking about school districts unnamed. And I don't understand what's being told.
Okay, so if you look at what's going on in California, in Chico, California, the school board just voted there that it was 3-2. This was just a few days ago. This is what I'm trying to make my point. The school board said that the children and the teachers should not be saying anything at all to the parents about anything about if they're transitioning or any of that, even if they're under 18. That's wrong. The parents should have a right to know what's going on with their child.
Well, but is the school participating? I mean, a local school district is doing what it's doing, and that's where we most Republicans and most people think that politics is all local and everything should be handled as locally as possible. And now you're talking about how to administer a school district. Isn't the school board the best place to do that? But we're having a discussion now, and you can't tell me that the school is administering the school district. Is directly involved in administering the transgender medication. That would be
yes. That's what I'm. That's
oh
that's
really?
What
I
I'm
doubt
saying.
That. I want proof of that, David.
Why do you think Glenn Youngkin won in Virginia? Because that was a huge issue. The parents rose up in the state of Virginia. There was all sorts of stuff of that. What we're
huge
speaking about
issue
what's going on in Virginia schools.
Well, now, David,
yes,
David. Now, I really think that you're biting into something. I'm surprised because it can't
be. So, guys, listen. We have to go to a break. Jim from Eden, Tom and others. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. It's Friday. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold. Can't buy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams, and we're talking about the, I think, and Sandy also agrees, the amount of time and energy and effort that is being put into the debate on whether or not, you know, people have constitutional rights to, you know, make decisions based on what they feel is right for their children. And Sandy and I both agree. We don't think it's anybody's business but those families. And so let's go to the phone lines. And Jim from Eden. Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you. You say what?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I do like your bumper music.
Oh, thank you.
Very
thank
good. Yeah. And so Sandy and Earl, I a week ago called and asked the question, will we ever hear the manifesto from Audrey Haley, who killed the three children in Nashville? You know, if we want to know why she did it, we just need to hear somebody read and put out to the public, you know, that manifesto. Will it ever come out?
So, Sandy, he's talking about the transgender person who killed the three children and three adults the last couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't know if it'll come out or not. It's up to the local authorities who have it, I guess, to figure out whether they release it.
So why?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, the fact that you know, she was meant, she did have instability. I mean, apparently that what I have read is that she was suffering from other mental infirmities. But, you know, I feared when I understood that somehow there would be the extension from that would be that somehow there was something criminally unstable about people who were transgender or whatever. I mean, the problem is with me, for me on the whole transgender issue is it's a very sensitive issue to the people for whom it is an issue. And it's something about which I have no knowledge. And I'm afraid that most of the people talking about it have absolutely no knowledge about what it is that's related to the phenomena. And so it's an instance of the government deciding to regulate something that is matter that is, what is it, I guess, about which people can be fearful because they lack understanding. But it's not something about which people need to be fearful. It's not a contagion. We're not talking about COVID here. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I go to school board meetings and, you know, and share, you know, with the board that, you know, that we shouldn't be encouraging, you know, transgendering.
Well, where are we encouraging it?
Do people encourage it, or is it just that? I mean, I think one of the things that's happened, and it happens, is this. I've got this yin and yang version of the world. I've got it with respect to foreign affairs, but I also have it with respect to political issues. If something comes under attack, then something that's the yin, and the yang for that is the defense against the attack. And so I don't even know how this transgender issue started, whether it started from people talking about and defending transgenderism. I suspect that it started because there began to be talk about discriminating against it. I mean, it was 2 years ago that North Carolina was passing legislation relating to the use of toilets. And so we've gotten this big reaction about it that has created yings and yangs, people feeling compelled to talk about it. And if you defend the notion that people have the choice, should have this choice, you're viewed as pro-transgenderism. I don't think that's the case. I think what we've got is a question of tolerance. Are we as a public going to be tolerant as possible? And as a government, are we going to try to avoid intruding into personal decisions?
So, Jim, you said you go to school board meetings, and then we'll come to everybody else on the line. You say you go to school board meetings, and these kind of discussions are being had at the school board meetings. So you've gotten from some of those school board meetings that they're trying to lead people and children who are not transgender into making them believe that this is a lifestyle, that they can become
The reason I bring it up is because in 2005, there were like 2% interested in students that were interested in transitioning, and now currently it's 20%. So that's why it's an issue.
What poll has suggested that 20% of high school students or whatever age was polled are interested in transgender? What does interested mean?
And where do they get that from?
Yeah, I'm just incredulous. I'm not telling you that what you're telling me isn't something that you have read or understand. I'm just incredulous about it. That's all.
I mean, haven't you found that's an interest in young children are talking about it?
No, I'm around a lot of young children, man. I'm around a lot of young children.
I'm a school bus driver. I talk to kids too. I talk to them about it.
Okay, so you talk to kids about transgenderism and you're a school bus driver?
Yeah,
I don't think you should
ask it.
Clearly.
I shouldn't do that.
Absolutely not.
I can't talk to my kids about transgendering.
You said students. Bus. No.
No, you really think so? I don't know.
Sandy, come on.
Conflated and inflated into something that the more we talk about it, the more likely children are going to be confused about it. The more politicians, people going into adolescence want to act out in various ways. The more that this is put into a verboten list, the more likely it is that people will at least talk about
Sandy,
it.
Sandy, you're a barrister. I'm not.
Yeah.
And I would say to our good friend Jim, stop talking to somebody else's children that you don't know without their parents about transgenderism. That's what?
This is a free, this is America. We can't talk to each other.
You don't.
Come on now.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
It's remarkable because Jim is saying he wants to be able to talk
about
it.
And he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but then it sounds like he's also in favor of the government regulating it. So, There's an ironic dichotomy there.
It's also a slippery slope, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, Mary, thank you very much. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I'm Sandy. I'd like to look at this from a responsibility viewpoint. Being functional oriented, I always like to look at the root cause of any issue or problem. And I think a significant factor regarding the ever increasing awareness and incidence of transgender expression is that society's ignoring it might be the result of ever increasing chemical pollution in our modern life. On a Zoom meet recently, I heard an opinion expressed by a knowledgeable speaker, and she stated examples of medical pollution in our society, these chemicals washed to our bodies downstream, plastics leaching endocrine disruptive chemicals into our bodies, processed foods and hormone disrupting chemicals affect gender expression, chemistry in the womb, microplastics are now being seen in the feces of newborn babies.
I think PBAs, I think that the esters in plastics are known to be hormone upsetting and play with, in fact, the estrogen content. So that I think you're onto something there. I suspect that there ought to be studies made about the extent to which the environment is affecting our hormonal system, which might well be affecting the kind of thing you're talking about.
Yeah, Yeah, and then she ended up in a positive way. She said, by the way, sophisticated Native peoples recognized five genders when the English arrived to colonize New England, and the Talmud, i.e. Judaism, historically recognized eight genders. And she said, she ended up by saying, it's a gift we very likely don't understand. Your comments off the air. Thank you.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call. If you're just joining us, it's Friday, and it's Friday with Sandy Williams, and you hear this conversation, you're wondering what it is we're talking about. We began the conversation talking about that there's this ongoing debate and conversation in this society about transgender and the fact that, you know, people are trying to find a way to stop people from pursuing that. If a family has a child that they feel, for instance, a pro basketball player, sure to be Hall of Fame basketball player named Dwayne Wade, who played for the Marquette Warriors, who you know, won several championships.
I think he was just put into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So his son became a female over the last four years or so. He accepted it, and he and his wife, and so his son is transitioned. And there's been constant griping and talking about it from everywhere. And the question becomes, it's not my issue.
Yeah, I mean,
so why should I? And he's received a lot of horrible mail. What kind of parents must he and his wife be to allow his son to transition into, you know, a female? Well, to me, that's not my business. Why would I even be concerned?
Well, to me, see, we've spent, I don't know how, two segments talking about this. And what troubles me about all of it is that America spends so much time talking about things that should just be dismissed on the basis of tolerance. We should all respect and tolerate other people's private decisions, other people's religion, other people's race, other people's sexual orientations. All of this stuff strikes me as being way not our skin in the game and not our business, you know, and yet our politicians and we in politics want to spend a great deal of time on it, which is, you know, could be dismissed easily with respect and tolerance. Instead, we waste time on it. We don't solve the real problems in society, other real problems in society that are much more numerous, like child daycare and healthcare.
Well, you know, Sandy, you said we waste our time on it. I'm in total agreement with you. That's the way I consider this constant dribble about, well, they're trying to indoctrinate other children to become.
Well, the problem is that if society starts meddling into this stuff, then people have to defend what should be tolerated and respected, and we end up, It's not then an unimportant issue, but it becomes an important issue because of the intrusiveness of the political process into things that should be private. And I'm sure Tom, who calls in regularly, will talk about that. But to me, it's a sorry thing that we need to spend this time, that we talk about it, that which bathrooms people use has become an area of great fascination.
So Tom and Dan, we'll get you after the break, I promise you. I didn't want to cut you short and give you a fair opportunity to speak. But anyway, we've got to go to a break. And again, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And Sandy, as you can see, it's an emotional issue. We're going to talk about some things later on in the show that I think we really should be focusing on, all of us, and I guarantee you we may not even get a phone call. That's the kind of things that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because we spend more time focusing on that than we are focusing on the real things and issues that impact and affect us. Got to go to a break. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Mommy love, by. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think there's a theme here.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my guest, Sandy Williams, and we are talking, if you're just joining us, about what is clearly an ongoing issue in this country of judgment of others. And you know, that's what this country supposedly is about, Sandy, freedoms to do. As long as we're not harming anybody else, we have freedoms to pursue whatever it is we want to pursue in this country. Is that right?
Well, that's kind of a fundamental concept. I think the pilgrims who came here were pursuing that sort of personal freedom. I'm not sure that we've always embodied that in what we've done in our own government. But I think we as an American people spend far too much time politically in judgment of others and figuring out which kinds of personal conduct.
So let's get these callers in before we let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you for waiting. You say what, man?
Well, first off, we the people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that, all of us. Second, I think the world has lost its freaking mind, if you ask me. Unbelievable. I mean, first off, the bus driver guy, you're creep. You're creepy. That's scary, man, that you
because you
saw it on Fox News or people are talking about transgenderism, you're talking to kids like you're talking on a radio about transgenderism. You my friend should be probably fired from your job if you ask me. Number two, there is no teacher out there that's saying, oh yay transgender, oh we're going to give you drugs that are trans, oh we're not going to tell you what, your parents are not that engaged with the community or with their children to know what the hell is going on with them. I mean, I understand where my parents didn't understand about me being gay, but when someone's talking about doing a gender reassignment surgery or whatever it is, and you don't have that type of, you're a horrible parent. Let me just put that to you, that right straight up. If you're more worried about the school raising your kid than you raising your kid. Third, this is the Republicans' way of dividing and conquering. And if you do look back in history, and this is the part that is scary, and Sandy, this is the part where we have to be worried about it a little bit. If you look back in World War or before with Hitler, what did they start with? They started with going after gender reassignment surgery. They started with going after the transgender people because they were the smallest minority group that were out there. Then they moved on to the LGBT, then they moved on to the LGB, and then they moved on to Jews. They moved on to the smallest minority groups they possibly could. And we all need to wake up and realize what this is about. You know what? There is nothing wrong with a teacher, with a school district, or anyone saying no matter who you are loved. Whatever it is, you are loved. And all Joe Biden said was he answered a question, because apparently our media can't get unfocused on anything about what actually is happening in this country in terms of people not being able to survive on $60,000 a year. They're the ones that ask the questions. Joe Biden clearly said, you know what? One day my father dropped me off at school. Two men kissed each other, and he looked at his father, and his father said, that's two people that love each other. And that's all Joe said in terms of the fact that's there. And I'm so proud that we have a president as a leader that actually can say, you know what, people are okay being whoever they are. And that's what we should be saying in our schools. What we should be saying in our schools is that no matter who you are in this classroom, whether you're LGBTQ, whether you're whatever you are, you know what, you're loved, and that, leave it at that. Stop with all of this other stuff and stop with this false propaganda about kids being quote unquote groomed to being transgender. What man in his right mind, whether young or older, I can't imagine younger because kids are not even thinking about this stuff, but what kid in their right mind wants to cut off their genitals because that's just a fun thing to do? Are we serious here? This is some really, really crazy stuff. And Sandy is right. This is a very, very small very small minority, and that's why they're going after it.
Hey Tom, thank you.
The bus driver, stop talking to kids.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go quickly to Dan from Racine. Thank you, Dan. You say what?
Oh, this is just blowing my mind. It is nobody's business. Absolutely nobody's business. Whether it's this subject or anything else, it has to do with a doctor, a parent, and their child. It's not the government's job to raise my child. It's mine. And if my child is gay, that is between me, my child, and that doctor. Anybody that knows anything, these kids or adults have to go through years of counseling to even figure out if that's what they actually are. But beyond that, let's look at the hypocrisy here. How long have we been sending money out of the state of Wisconsin and other states for school choice for these religious schools when we know that the Catholic Church for decades has been molesting children? But you don't hear the Republicans talking about that. And my last point is, you know, we really ought to be ashamed. And this is a winning argument for the Democratic Party, if they would all just stand up and say, you know what, it is not the government's job to regulate your personal life. That is your job. Our job is to fix roads, build bridges that are falling down every day. And, you know, the Republicans don't have any answers for anything, so they have to divide us because they have no solutions to real problems. And that's all I have to say.
Hey, Dan, thank you very much for those words. You know, Sandy, we're gonna change the subject after the break, but what an interesting dichotomy of callers, right?
Yeah, well, and I think the main thing is people, I think, do recognize, but we can't seem to avoid it, that all of the debate about this stuff is debating things that is really private to individuals, and the stuff that is public to government is being ignored. You know, the stuff that would help Tom, Dick, and Mary's day-to-day life, you know, healthcare solutions, child daycare solutions, Social Security solutions. These things need to be dealt with. They involve money, and I think those who don't want government to either receive tax funds or to spend money for things that are beneficial to the people prefer talking about other things.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. She's got a ticket.